And what's really emerging in the last few years is the fact that most of your local failures are at or near the primary. And so the thought of treating just the area of the primary is very appealing. And there's multiple ways now to do radiation therapy to just the primary area, which I would say are kinder and gentler than whole breast radiation therapy. There's catheters, followed with high-dose insertions of radiotherapy, you know, for the next 4 or 5 days. There's a balloon brachytherapy. There's conformal radiation therapy. And then there's intraoperative radiation therapy. Now, the first three all take a number of days. The balloon, for example, is the hot therapy in the United States right now. 25,000 balloon radiotherapies have been done. Problem is, the balloon's in there for a minimum of 5 days and most likely 7 or 8 days. It's a two-way street. There's a 10 to 15% infection rate. And when you pull out the balloon, you got a big hole that fills with fluid. And I think the final chapter about long-term cosmetic result has yet to be written on that. I myself don't like to leave a big hole filled with fluid. And I think that long-term, those results might be a problem. So what's really appealing to me is intraoperative radiation therapy. We participate at USC in the TARGET trial out of London, Mike Baum's trial. And we've participated in many randomized trials, but this one is the absolute easiest one to sell because you talk to the patient, you know, while I'm there doing your lumpectomy, if you're randomized to the correct arm, you can have the radiation therapy. It's an additional 30 or 40 minutes in the operating room and you're done. And if you don't get that, then you're going to get the standard radiation therapy, which is 6 to 7 weeks. Well, it's a no-brainer. Everybody who hears that says, well, is there any way that I can just get it and not be randomized? At this point in time, the answer is no, we're not doing that. But Professor Veronese in Milan has given intraoperative radiotherapy to more than 2,000 patients now. He's got over 1,200 randomized with 4 years of follow-up, and they have a minuscule local recurrence rate.